You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, hello. This is Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Do you know what has helped me raise my beauty game considerably? Asking questions. Now, of course, I ask lots of questions on this podcast. I get to speak to lots of different experts, but I am also talking to strangers constantly. I see someone whose nails I like, I'm immediately asking, is that gel? Is that a dipping powder situation? Is this gel? Is this a spray gel? Is this acrylic? Like, what are the nails? They look so good. If I see someone who has great braids, I'm immediately asking, who did your braids? What kind of hair did you use? If I see someone with incredible skin, you know, that skin that's just bouncy and dewy and glowy and is like reflecting light, I feel like it's just such a sign of having great, healthy skin. I will ask, what is your skincare routine? Now, every single time I ask someone who has incredible skin what their skincare routine is, and if they're over the age of, 25, I'm actually very invested in the answer. Sunscreen always comes up. People that have incredible skin are always telling me that they put on SPF every single day. We know this. The other thing that comes up when I ask people why their skin is so good, genetics. And God bless them for their honesty, because that is a huge part of the puzzle that people often leave out. But increasingly, more and more, I am hearing people say, I do laser. I do chemical peels. I do microneedling. I do Botox. I do Dysport. I do filler. I do PRP. I do PRFM. I do red light therapy. All of these different high-tech ways to get their best skin ever. And there is just a whole world that goes beyond moisturizer. Now, I'm 34 years old, and I've been increasingly curious about the limits of topical skincare. If you all, longtime listeners, you'll remember, I did an episode about the subreddit Skincare Addiction. I have now moved on to a new subreddit called 30 Plus Skincare. I will link to it in the show notes. Great subreddit. But in that subreddit, people are talking about the little like tweaks and treatments they're getting here and there to have their skin look as good as possible. Now, there's another thing I need to acknowledge here. I have had a big location demographic shift. I moved from New York City all the way to Los Angeles. And when you live in Los Angeles, you cannot escape that we are in the hub, we are in the home, we are in the hotbed of cosmetic surgery, because what is here? Hollywood. And Hollywood is many things, and there's a lot of talent in Hollywood, but being hot is part of your job. Like, when you are part of the industry and you make your money from, yes, your talent, but also, let's be real, you make your money from your looks. So there is a whole industry and business and medical just medical support system for people to look as good as humanly possible. And with all things aesthetic, there are different tastes. There are things that look good to some people that don't look good to other people. It's just like personal style, right? Some people want to look frozen. Some people want to have lips that look larger than life. Some people want their cheekbones really prominent and they want as much filler as possible. Some people want to look incredibly snatched. You all will remember Dr. Iwoma, who came on the podcast. She's a cosmetic injector based in the UK. She said she has patients that come to her and are like, I want to be frozen. I want to be ice. I want to have no expressions in my forehead. That is not what I personally want, but I will say I have become increasingly aware of cosmetic surgery living here. But it's also important to put my cosmetic aesthetic background into this podcast. So I have done under eye filler because I have kind of hollows under my eyes. I've never really done enough to see a significant difference or a difference that would make anyone say like, wow, You look so different. Like, what's changed? Like, I'm always erring on the side of less, 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 less. Because I have a lot of fears, and I hope that this will be relatable to you while listening. I have a lot of fears about changing my face in a way where, like, you can't go back. Like, I rather have some signs of growing older and aging. Gasp, aging, like the thing we've been taught to fear most in the world, like the passage of time being evident on our face. But I rather have signs of aging than to look like a weird version of myself and be unable to go back to the original me. That is something that I must acknowledge about myself. Now, I see 25-year-olds getting Botox and lip fillers and injections with absolutely no fear at all. I don't have that fearlessness. I'm also seeing, and the data supports this, there has been a huge, huge, huge increase in people getting their filler dissolved. There is a whole industry around just correcting people's filler. And also more evidence to support that filler does not totally dissolve the way we've been taught it dissolves. Filler does not magically disappear into your face. If you're getting filler constantly, there's been evidence to support that it does not completely break down and go away. And it causes some, heaviness in the face. A lot of people that get lip filler, it kind of migrates above their lip. Sometimes it's called like a filler mustache. Would I like to have fuller lips? Maybe. Would my lipstick and lip gloss and everything look prettier? Possibly, but for me, it is not worth the trade-off of altering my natural lip shape. For the under eye filler, yes, again, it did kind of create some plumpness under my eyes. But what I've realized when I really look at my face and I assess what I would like to address most, it would be dark circles and kind of like fine lines under my eyes. Now, I'm a big advocate for a great eye cream, but every dermatologist in the world will tell you that an eye cream can only take you so far. Of course, there are bleaching creams like hydroquinone, but the skin under your eyes is so, so gentle. You cannot put bleaching cream under your eyes, right? I also have the misfortune of having horrible allergies, so springtime around now, my allergies are like on 100. I really suffer daily. Like, I keep my Zyrtec on me at all times. But when you have allergies, your dark circles get even worse. So, the dark circles under my eyes would be like the number one skin care thing I want to address. Now, I had Dr. Balache on the podcast this year. We had an incredible conversation about the link between lifestyle. She says she's kind of like a lifestyle dermatologist and skincare and how your skin looks. And it's a cocktail, right? You don't just do one thing to have your best skin ever. It's multiple factors, including lifestyle. But when I have a chance to sit down with these experts, these people that like really, really know their stuff, yes, best believe I'm going to ask them, okay, so what else is out there? Like, what don't I know about yet? And that's when we had the conversation about PRP. Now, Dr. Boache did a wonderful job of explaining what PRP is. I want you all to hear that clip of her explaining PRP to me. And then we are going to have a naked beauty first. This is going to be an episode unlike you've ever heard on Naked Beauty before, because we are going on a beauty field trip. Yes, you all are coming with me to the things we do in downtown LA to get my PRFM. Which is a little different from PRP. We'll explain it later. But I'm doing it. You're going to hear me, the syringe going into my eye in real time. It's going to be a really fun beauty field trip. I have never done an episode like this before. Let's hear from Dr. Boache, and then we're going to come back and I'm going to explain to you why I wanted to take you all on this journey with me. Okay, over to Dr. B.
Explain to us what is PRP, what it stands for, and how it's done.
Yes. So this is a technique that we use your own blood and get the plasma. So we spin it in our office and then we can use it to help rejuvenate a certain area. So think about PRP as like a fertilizer. So I could use this fertilizer on your face after a procedure just to make it heal a little bit faster or maybe to improve the texture. I could use it on your scalp to help your hair or fertilize your hair follicles. It's nice because it's all natural, it's all you. And then we could always add certain ingredients to it, like exosomes, peptides to it, just to enhance it a little bit further. But it's definitely a nice add-on, especially when you're doing microneedling or any kind of like laser procedure.
Okay, I'm going to need this even further broken down for me. So, what's the first step of PRP? You go
Sure.
in, and what happens?
So the first step would be, let me see where your platelets fall,
Okay,
right?
and what are platelets?
Okay, so platelets are
I'm
cells.
like, I need a full
Oh,
breakdown.
breakdown. Okay, I'm going to break it. Let me go down to 101 here. Yeah.
Yes.
Platelets are cells that are in your body that have a lot of growth factors, okay? They're actually used, like when you get a cut, for instance, when we alluded to a cut earlier, they are the first things that plug that hole and help you stop bleeding. But if you were to break a platelet open, it has a lot of great material inside of it that can help rejuvenate your skin. So we extract your platelets by just drawing blood. So you come in and we draw 2 vials of blood.
And this blood drawing, is it like you put a needle in your vein and take out the blood?
Yes. So okay. It's like if you're going to like the lab and they're drawing blood to see what's going on internally. So we take a needle, we go into your vein and we get 2 vials. Okay. It takes like 2 minutes to do it. Right. So we always say before you go in to do PRP, make sure you drink lots of water because we want those veins to be nice and plump.
Okay.
So we draw your blood, takes about 1 minute. Then we go ahead and take those 2 tubes of blood and we put it in what we call a centrifuge. So this is a machine that spins your blood. So that way we could get the PRP. Okay. And then we draw that PRP out of those tubes, which looks like we call it liquid gold. All right. Because remember, your blood is red and now we have liquid gold. And that liquid gold could be applied to your face after we've numbed you and cleaned you, and we can microneedle over it. Microneedling, just for those who don't know, is just a technique that stimulates your own collagen using really skinny needles. So if you apply the PRP to your face, now you're driving that PRP into your tissue, into your skin through those needles. Or the other option is to go ahead and inject the PRP in certain places. So you can inject it under your eyes. You can inject it into your laugh lines. You can inject it into your scalp. It's not a filler. It is just going to help rejuvenate, repair that area of interest.
Right. Okay. I'm following. So this is the platelet rich plasma. That's what PRP stands for, correct? Mm-hmm. And that you can inject into areas of the skin where you want just like more plumpness, more cellular activity, if that's your scalp, under your eyes, your laugh lines. I think a lot of people in Los Angeles like it because the way that I always hear about it is like, it's not Botox, you're not putting anything weird in your face. It's your own blood. It's your own biomaterial that you're injecting. Overuse of fillers is certainly an issue, right? Are you finding that people are coming to you unhappy with their appearance because they have gone overboard with filler, or they're finding their fillers not just dissolving over time?
So it's interesting with filler, and there was a trend where there was just way too much and you looked like the quote unquote housewife, right? And so now there is more of a natural beauty. We don't really want to know what you've done, but we do want to feel a little bit like a little tweaked and a little bit more enhanced. So you can still, you have to understand that PRP is not a filler, but it can give you that nice glow. It can give you a little bit of an enhancement, and you can even mix PRP with fillers to go ahead and give you that look without looking done too much.
Right.
And now there's a new PR, it's called PRF, which is like a little bit more fiber. It's basically not liquid gold. It's just a little bit thicker, right? So it's almost like a PRP in a filler form that you can inject into certain areas. You need to do at least 2 treatments spaced 6 weeks apart. And that could also, you can now use you in a filler form, which is nice.
Interesting. And so for under the eyes, PRP or PRF, how soon do people like see results? Are you finding that dark circles are diminishing, fine lines are diminishing? What's kind of happening to that area as a result of these treatments?
So after you're done with the 2 treatments, then you can see the significant, even after the first treatment, you do see an improvement. It looks really nice and natural. There is a bit of some swelling at times, so you have to let the swelling go down, like with any procedure, but it does last. So it's a nice, for those who are filler adverse or who just don't want any filler, this is a nice alternative as well.
Okay, so as you all heard, PRP or PRFM is not any foreign substance. You are not taking anything that was manufactured somewhere and injecting it into your face. You are injecting your own material, your own blood, back into your skin to help rebuild collagen. For me, as someone who's like a little bit of like a scaredy cat, like I'm happy with my face. There could be improvement, but I'm just like so nervous about adding a bunch of stuff or freezing muscles. I want to take a low risk, slow approach to cosmetic treatments. So I was like, this is the thing that I want to do most. Now it's time for me to do my research. And I asked everyone who I trust, everyone with impeccable taste. There is a famous actress who shall remain nameless when she's ready to reveal herself. I actually should have her on the podcast. She looks so good. Like, I had lunch with her and I was like, the skin is skinning and the face is facing. And like, you are just the most beautiful, incredible, like, you just look so good. And she was like, I go to Vanessa Lee at The Things We Do. I will connect you with her. You guys need to know each other. Like, she is everything. Erica Chidi, who you guys are going to hear on the podcast soon. I trust her with everything. She has the best taste out of like pretty much anyone I know. She was like, it's Vanessa at The Things We Do, babe. Like, she does everything for me. She is the person to go to. As I started asking around the people that really know in LA. Now, also, let me just say, she has like a 12-week wait list. Like, you can't just, you know, go on ZocDoc and make an appointment. But every single person said, it's The Things We Do, The Things We Do, The Things We Do, The Things We Do. I said, okay, let me really follow this. Maybe 3 months ago, we got connected, like a while back. We had to find time to make a call. On our very first phone call, we were on the phone for like a good 45 minutes, just talking about her approach and her philosophy. And guess what? I was like, well, I'm a podcaster. She was like, girl, I know Naked Beauty. I've listened to Naked Beauty. Like, she's already part of the Naked Beauty community. So I was like, oh, what a relief. She gets me. She understands. And so when I pitched to her, okay, I want to have you on the podcast, but not necessarily in the studio. I want to actually like record our session of doing work together. She was down for it. Because let me tell you why I wanted to do it this way. I think that there's something very harmful about all of these TikToks and reels and just 30-second sound bites that we see of people injecting things into their face. It is a medical decision, and we need long-form content about what this is. And PRFM is different from like a filler or a Botox where you get that instant gratification, like you're instantly snatched, instantly changed, instantly different. It takes about 8 weeks to see the results. And I really wanted you all to hear the process of me going in, her asking me about my cosmetic history, her asking me what I was, you know, trying to do, what I was hoping to get out of the treatment, and just to hear kind of the flow of what this process was like. So that is what you are going to hear now. Vanessa is an absolute leader in her field, and she does everything from like skincare treatments, laser. She also does threads, which is one of those treatments that I feel like has been almost like demonized because we've seen so much bad work of threads. Threads are like these, it's kind of like a way to like physically lift the skin. I actually want to have her back. I need to have her back to do like a deep dive on all of the different cosmetic procedures that are out there and how she trains and how you should be thinking about it. But this is a big first for me, and it's a first for Naked Beauty. Like, we're going together. I hope you have your headphones in, you're doing something relaxing. We're headed to downtown LA to the beautiful office of The Things We Do to get my very first PRFM injection in my under eye area. All right, let's get into it.
Okay, I'm here at The Things We Do in downtown LA, the most beautiful aesthetic offices I have ever been in. I feel like I'm, I don't know, at a Loewe store. It's like all of these rich terracottas and mint greens and beautiful floral arrangements in terracotta pots. It smells like Palo Santo in here. I mean, I've never been to a cosmetic office that looks anything like this. Everything from the door outside to the interior of the reception is absolutely beautiful. So already I am trusting the taste level immensely. I am here to do PRFM. I've brought all of my podcast equipment with me because I will be interviewing Vanessa Lee. And let me just tell you all a little bit about Vanessa Lee. We actually spoke, oh gosh, maybe like a month ago. We had like an incredible hour-long phone conversation about what my skincare goals were and just how much I admired her work. And it just so happened that, you know, she listens to the podcast. She's part of the Naked Beauty community. So many people who I trust immensely, like I trust their taste level, their skin looks great. They have all said that The Things We Do is the place to go in Los Angeles if you want to do anything to your face, any sort of dermatology concerns, skincare concerns. And I get a little bit nervous about the filler and the Botox, and I just feel like I've seen it go wrong so many times, but I am 34. Like, I think it's time to start considering these things, maybe. I also, though, don't want to put things into my face. So the reason why I'm really excited about PRFM, or as you heard Dr. Boache talk about it, PRP, is because it's taking your own blood and then reinjecting that back into your skin. So if I'm going to go down this road of trying things, this feels like a pretty kind of safe bet. I will also say, every single time I have done filler, I have done such a small amount in such a small area, like only like in my under eye area, because I'm just afraid. And I feel like there, I hear about filler migration, and I think I'm just very, 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 very cautious and like want to look like myself. And I think that this will probably be relatable for a lot of you listening. Like, I love skincare. I feel like I invest so much time and energy and money into skincare, but skincare can only take you so far. And part of me feels like, what am I missing out on? What is my skin at the highest level it could be without doing lasers or treatments or things like that? No, come in. Okay, Vanessa is here. Hello, hi. I was just like recording my intro. So nice to meet you. I know. Can I like give you a hug? Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
How are you?
I'm good. I know you guys work with creators sometimes, but you probably haven't done like a podcast.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I've been, you know, guests on different podcasts talking, but not like this. This is so exciting.
Like real behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for meeting someone for the first time in person, what I like to do for a consultation is just ask you a few questions, even though we've talked about like what we're possibly doing for today and what we're concentrating on. I just want to ask you a couple of questions, and then depending on your answers, I will give you your best and safest options and give you a plan for what we could do. And as long as you feel like it's right for you in your gut and you'd like to move forward, then we can do that.
Okay, great.
Although I think we're a little more prepared than the typical patient.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give you this mirror,
and I
want you to tell me what your favorite feature is, the thing that you love the most, what you always want to preserve and protect the most.
I mean, I guess like my skin, I feel like I have like a nice healthy glow to my skin.
You have amazing skin.
Thank you.
And tell me if you feel like if you have one or two concerns that you're hoping we can address today, what do you feel like is the first priority?
I'd say my first priority is the dark circles under my eyes. That is like the one area where I feel like I've done lots of topical treatments. I also have terrible allergies, and I've learned from talking to doctors that like even Zyrtec can help with reducing dark circles. And I do find that my dark circles get worse starting around this time in the spring because of my allergies. Mm-hmm. I have done filler under my eyes. I haven't done it for a while. And when I did do it, it was a small amount. And I do feel like it helped a little bit, but it was more with like the hollowness, not necessarily, actually maybe like the like color a little bit, but from what I understand, PRFM / microneedling can help a lot with dark circles, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So for your under eye area, I think it's really important for you to bring that up because so many people are concerned about their under eye, and some people almost mislabel what their concerns are for the under eye. We go straight to like bags when physically there's not a bag there of like fluid or edema collecting. A lot of times it's discoloration within the skin that could wax and wane according to, you know, allergies and all of that. Or it could be like the steadiness of pigment that is more prominent in that area. Mm-hmm. For people of color, what tends to happen is areas of higher mobility in the face and body, there's more pigment that collects there because there's skin that kind of accordions in and out, and that's natural to us. But what we can do with specifically hyperpigmentation in that area is help kind of revive, renew, rejuvenate, brighten in a way that's not the same as bleaching, not the same as making sure we're like, you know, controlling the melanocytes, production, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. We're really making everything stronger and younger and healthier in that area. Okay. And that's what I like to do with PRFM, which stands for platelet-rich fibrin matrix. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it's a wonderful treatment. So it's the next generation of what we can do with PRP, which I think people know a little bit more about because it's been around longer. PRP is platelet-rich plasma. We take that PRP and then we thicken it with a slight lining in a tube of calcium chloride, which is a natural mineral we have in our bodies. It's biocompatible. And what that does is it starts to kind of act like how cornstarch does when we're cooking. It starts to thicken that PRP. So it's almost like this really thin natural gel made out of pure growth factor from your body that's so lovely in one treatment versus what I had to convince patients to do in 3 or 4 or 5 treatments with PRP. In one treatment of PRF, you can really see this like significant thickening of the tissues and brightening of the tissues. So that's what I'd like to do for that concern.
Okay, amazing.
We're going to have quite a bit of that PRF to work with.
Okay.
So one blood pull like one vial of when we take your blood before we spin it into the PRP usually yields us about 2.8 to 3 cc's of PRF. So okay. we have a lot to work with, okay. which is really nice. Yes. So we can definitely work it into the under eyes. I like to inject it into the under eyes so that okay. we have kind of that deeper dermis help. And yeah. then I also like to really lightly microneedle it into the surface of the skin too, okay. so that we have that inner and outer skin help.
Amazing.
With the rest of it, the typical places that we place it into are around the nasal labial folds okay. or shadows around the mouth, and also yes. sometimes the marionettes, shadows again around the yes. mouth.
Like when I smile, like these lines, are these smile lines? Are they marionettes? I don't know what they're called.
These right here are smile lines, okay. and then at rest here, this mm-hmm. is more of the marionette, which you don't even have. But I think that what happens over time for people yeah. is that the smile line starts to connect to the marionette right. and that makes it seem a little bit deeper. That happens right. to us over time.
Yeah.
So that's an area where we can help thicken the skin versus okay. if we were to use filler there, that would volumize the fullness yes. in the face, which yes. we don't want to do.
We
want to just rejuvenate and thicken the skin so that you have all your own natural movement. There's nothing that's changed as far as volume in the face. However, if we look at Brooke in a few weeks from now versus, yeah. you know, Brooke, where you are now, you're in a great place with skin and tissues, but in a few weeks, you're going to see something seems rejuvenated. Something yes. seems brighter. Something okay. just really seems like there's a glow about me, but I look exactly like myself.
Like
so
yourself.
We're not changing yes. the essence of your beauty at all, okay. but we're enhancing the canvas
enhance
of the
it.
Skin.
Yes. Which is why I wanted to come to you, because I think also just being from New York, moving here,
yeah.
you see a lot of cosmetic work, like LA is, people do a lot, and I feel like
You're right.
It just look like it scares me. Like I don't want to look different, I don't want to, and then I feel like people start messing with their face, and then it's like, you can never go back. So I'm a very cautious person when
yeah.
it comes to doing this stuff.
People should be cautious when
okay.
they're thinking about treatments for the face. This is what I always say about our industry, specifically aesthetics, like minimally invasive aesthetic medicine, is that even though it's the softer side of medicine, it's still medicine, and these things mm-hmm. should be taken seriously. Also, what you were saying about, you know, coming from New York and, you know, yeah. making the move to LA, and how it's true, there's a different aesthetic out here. Like the norm is a bit shifted more.
Definitely, yeah.
And that's also, you said that scares me. That scares me too. I think as someone who has children and being an injector in this industry, mm-hmm. being a cosmetic, you know, industry leader, I always want to make sure that the legacy that we're leaving, that how that impacts the next generation is so important. And mm-hmm. we have to be thoughtful of those things. And that really kind of moves along the guidelines of like, ethically, what are we doing in this industry? So what I really love about PRF and how that rolls into everything mm-hmm. is it's really a biostimulator that alerts your body to do what it does best. It's recover itself. I do still love my Botox treatments. I love my filler, but
yeah.
Do you think I
should consider Botox like down the line?
That's a really interesting question. So I tell patients, I don't think any of this stuff is really necessary.
Right. It's more like, what do you want?
Yes. It's more like a nice to have. Mm-hmm. However, if you look at photos of yourself, you see yourself on camera, or every time you pass a mirror, you're like, gosh, I really just feel like I'm starting to look not how I feel on the inside. I feel like mm-hmm. I have enough energy, but I look so tired.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a happy person, but I look really frustrated in between the brows. Then it's time to probably treat that area or to
yeah.
consider treating it, because you want to look and feel
yeah.
that you want that to correlate and really
mm-hmm.
align. So I try not to go by ages, but really like, you know, being authentic on your inner and outer self, that's when I feel like it's right for you. So when I look at you, you don't look like someone who needs Botox.
Okay.
But I feel like if there is a drop in the brow that you're feeling like slightly mm-hmm. heavier in the eye frame, or
mm-hmm.
if you feel like in the forehead area where even at rest, maybe lines in movement are starting to stick around, those are the things that I would probably do a more conservative treatment, and you can go longer in between your treatments versus someone who comes in their, you know, late 50s, 60s, and they really want to erase these lines. You've got to come in every 3 months, and we've got to do standard or stronger dosing. It's different for you.
Got it.
And I.
Got it.
So more sporadically when you're ready for it.
Got it.
Ready? Yeah.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to have blood drawn from you. We're going to take a tube of your blood, and then we're going to spin it in the back in our centrifuge. And that only takes about like 6 to 8 minutes. Okay. And then I'll bring in your PRP, and in front of you, I'll turn the PRP into PRF. And then as soon as I turn it into PRF, we have about 7 to 10 minutes to get it into the face before it starts thickening to a point where I can't pass it through a needle anymore.
Got it.
So it's not a rushed procedure. It's like small areas, but it's quick.
Okay.
So in the under eye area, I'm going to stamp it and use a small cannula to inject it into okay. the tissue.
Is it going to hurt?
I personally am a bit of a baby, so I think everything hurts. That's what I want to put out there first. But if you ask most of our patients and all of our staff, everyone's like, it's very tolerable. So I would say on a pain scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst ever, for most people, it's like a 2 to 4 maybe.
Okay.
For me, everything is a 9. I hate, like even Botox is very uncomfortable for me. Okay. So I would say it's very tolerable, but it's not pleasant.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
great. Okay, as far as post-care instructions go for the rest of the day today, no makeup. We want to keep the skin as clean as possible and no workouts for the rest of the day. We want your skin and tissues just to really make sure that it can just focus on healing and reacting to this treatment. And then tomorrow, you can work out if you want to. You can place on makeup tomorrow morning if you want to. And that's pretty much it. Just let your body do its thing.
Yeah. Will I have any bruising or swelling?
There is a possibility of bruising, and swelling is for sure going to happen. So what we're counting on is this product to really start making sure that it shows up within your system by your body's natural inflammation process. So we count on the swell. So typically with like filler and other treatments like Botox, sometimes patients will go home with a little ice.
Yeah.
We don't send you home with ice with PRF because we want your body to be on full alert and reacting to your blood growth factor.
Okay.
You don't start to see the results until usually week 3, week 4, and you see it's continuing to show up going up to week 6 and week 8.
Okay.
Because we alert your collagen to start building, and so that usually takes a process of around 4 to 8 weeks, sometimes longer for some more mature patients. But what ends up happening is you have swelling for about maybe 2 to 3 days. The worst of it is usually the first 24 to 48 hours, usually around 80% of that goes down within the first day even. And then for the first week, it almost looks like nothing was done after that swelling goes away. And it's like, oh, okay. And then week 2, going to week 4, and then really all the way up to week 8, we start to see this like thickening and arriving of your skin. And people start saying, did you get a facial? Like, what is it, the brows? And they can't quite put their finger on it. You
love
just
that.
Look lovely. The glow is there, and then the eyes look healthy. So all of that really starts to show up every week for the next, you know, following week after usually week 2.
Okay, I'm very excited.
Okay, great. Let's go ahead and get you prepped for it.
I interviewed a wonderful dermatologist, Dr. Boyache, which people will hear on this episode, about PRP, which her office does. And it seems like you need less PRFM than PRP. So why would someone choose PRP versus PRFM?
PRP has just been around
longer. Got it.
And PRF takes longer to make versus PRP.
Got it.
Like with PRP, I can just put this straight into your face. And so there's an extra step of me doing the mixture.
Mm.
And then I'm in a time constraint once it's mixed.
Got it.
But as far as the effects, I don't know why someone would choose PRF. So we have PRF and PRP available on our menu at the same exact price.
Oh, really?
No patient has ever, since we've opened, has chosen PRP, you know?
Right.
So it's one of those things where I think it's more so you've always worked with that.
Right.
And so that's what you have.
So this is just like a newer thing.
It's a newer way of using PRP. Yes.
Got it. Okay, cool. And what is like the distinct difference between the, oh, it's the spinning.
The spinning itself, it's the calcium chloride. So this tube right here, which we're going to place it into, this is your PRP, all that beautiful yellow gold. That's going to go in here, and that liquid lining is calcium chloride. So all it does, that tiny bit, it just thickens it. Mm. So it's PRP, it's just gel PRP. So the difference is the mode of action in the skin is zero, except for when you place PRP, it's just so watery. So once you inject it somewhere, you lose a lot of it in the extracellular, you know, matrix, like it all kind of just like spreads everywhere. Versus when you put it in and it turns into a gel, all the growth factor is exactly where you placed it. So it's all concentrated in that spot, in the under eye. It's not going into the under eye, cheek, temple, nasolabial fold area, all of it is like micro differences, and you're you get enough over time with all these treatments to finally make a difference. It's like amplified with 1 to 2 treatments.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Feeling okay? Okay, so now you're going to feel a little bit of movement and pressure in the under eye area. That pressure is the little cannula moving your important vessels out of the way, so it's keeping you safe. I want you to relax your shoulders and breathe. Good job. Now I'm going to place the PRF right there. Great job. Beautiful. I'm going right next to that last little area we were in. I'm going to place a little bit more. This is the sensation that I don't know how to describe to patients. I'm like, it's not painful, but it's not like, comfortable.
Yeah, it's just like a slight discomfort. I think anytime you have anything around your eye area, it just feels weird.
Close the eyes for me for this part. A little more pressure right here. Great job.
Okay, so for people listening that live in LA, or maybe they'll travel, and they really want to come and have this experience, is every location great? Are all of the people that do the injections great? I would imagine so.
They are. So I am a trainer for Allergan, which is the creator of Botox, Juvederm, and Perfolio. I also train for Gain, which is Galderma, who is making Dysport and the Restylane series as well. And I have my own training courses called Beauty Theory, which that's where we can really show how we use our true techniques, the things we do, and the innovative uses of all the different procedures and multiple modalities that I combine in those off-label courses. And in those courses, I always keep an eye out for my star students. And so every single person who has worked for us has been a star student in one of those type of trainings. And I've kept in touch with them over time, watched them grow, made sure that they had really natural intention at the heart of what their passion is in aesthetic medicine. And then we go for a trial. I watch you inject, and then from there we put you through a training process that's insane. And then from there, every 6 weeks we have a training of the things we do. So it's under eyes, jawline, biostimulators, combining mini threads with lifting threads, all the different techniques of, you know, combining skincare and microneedling, the different types of microneedling, microinfusion, all of that kind of stuff. So I'm so big on education, and it's very important to me that with the reputation that I've created in the industry and the trust that I've built with my patients and community, that if I say this person injects my face, I've put them through the ringer. They know their stuff. If you want to see this person instead of waiting 12 weeks to see me, or, you know, whatever it is at the time, 16 weeks to see me, they can pull off the same, you know, best of class, safest results. And they can actually do that. So that's really important to me, because I've done a lot of trainings on, you know, all throughout the country. Allergan will send me all throughout, like I'm in the East Coast a lot too, where these places will position themselves, like the practices will position themselves as, we're the experts in this. And in fact, everyone in training is very new from the hospital setting, or very new from, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I just don't think labeling yourselves as the experts when that's not really what the patient is getting is probably the most ethical. So I really do make sure that everyone is in great hands when they come to see us. So yeah, I also put them through this like crazy hazing moment where I'm like, okay, you've been here, you've been trained, it's time to inject me. And I am the worst patient, like the worst. Everything hurts me. I'm sensitive to everything. And so I think after I put you through our training program and you've been to my classes and, you know, you finally survive like a Vanessa face injection, then I'm passing the baton and I approve them to see our patient. So whether someone has been injecting for 12 years or someone has been injecting for 4 years, we put you through the same training process because I want to make sure that you have the best habits.
Great. Okay, amazing.
You look great.
I'm very excited.
How
I'm
does
very
it
excited.
Feel?
It feels okay. Like, I'm not in pain. I can feel tightness. It doesn't feel like my normal face, but it's, I'm just very excited about the results. I mean, if my face can look like this, minus the bumps on its own with my own collagen, I'll be very happy.
So I think you would probably, this is the best way to measure your success at home. a place in your house that you can control lighting, where there's not, you know, natural lighting coming in. Every week, take this same, you know, take a photo in that same room, and up to 8 weeks, really measure what that looks like for you.
I'm gonna do that.
And it's a great way to just see how your system responds to things. And it's a nice report card because it's such a natural result. Sometimes patients at the end of things will be like, I don't know, did I really see a difference? And then when they come back in, I take their photos and then we show them and they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, it's just you look like yourself.
But more refreshed.
Yeah, so I would say take those photos, and then I'm gonna make sure that you have your follow-up in the next 8 weeks.
Okay.
Always reach out to me before then. If you want to, though, I'm happy to walk you through any like possible concerns.
Okay.
As far as like possible complications to look for afterwards, it's your own blood, so we're not really worried about anything. Mm-hmm. Infection is the biggest thing for me, so that's why the cleanliness is so important. You can wash your face later tonight, but I wouldn't use anything in the next couple of hours on the skin, not even sunscreen, okay?
Oh, wow.
Do you have a hat or anything? I have a hat if you want.
Really?
We have these bucket hats. You can just turn it inside out so there's no like logo. It's totally fine.
I have sunscreen on me always and sunglasses.
No sunscreen until tomorrow.
So no sunscreen, okay. Thank you so much for telling me that because that's the first thing I did when I went outside. And can I wear my sunglasses?
You can. I'm going to clean them with alcohol first.
Okay.
So
all right, let's do that.
Okay. I'll clean them off.
Let's do that.
You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. All right, beauties, we are back. It is 24 hours exactly since my appointment. I have some under eye swelling, which I'm not going to lie. The under eye swelling looks really good. The hollows are gone. It's a little bit like kind of like bruised, but she said starting today, I could put on makeup. So all of yesterday, like after the appointment, I couldn't put anything on my skin. And I was like, oh, I'm going outside. I can't bring my sunscreen. I literally had my sunscreen in my bag, as I always do. She was like, I'm going to give you a hat. She gave me a cute little bucket hat to wear outside of the office. My skin was clean. But can I tell you how weird it felt to go to sleep last night without washing my face and without putting on moisturizer? Like, I truly can't remember the last time that I went to sleep without washing my face and putting on moisturizer. Like, it felt weird. Like, I felt like, I don't know, like going to sleep without brushing your teeth. I knew my skin was clean. She just, you know, she doesn't want you to like manipulate and touch your face as everything is settling. And she also said no ice. I believe there was a directive to go easy on caffeine, but very simple, straightforward. So now today I am swelling, but this is the first day that I can put on makeup and skincare. I woke up, I immediately did some micellar water. I put on a hydrating serum. I put on eye cream. I didn't want to like gua sha or do facial massage or do anything to kind of like manipulate my face, but I definitely did my morning skincare, including sunscreen. And because I have kind of some swelling and bruising, and I've got to do a few things today, I'm going to put on like the lightest touch of concealer, but that's absolutely it. And one of the things that Vanessa Lee explained so well was that these results, because it's my own blood and my own collagen, it's basically thickening that area, so I will start to see results in 8 weeks. So I'm not expecting to look like a whole different person. She also explained that it's going to be subtle. It's not going to be something that anyone around me is likely going to notice, which I'm happy with. That is the type of aesthetic enhancement that I like. Subtle, subtle, subtle. I think it's so important to find a provider that has the same kind of vision as you do and has the same philosophy about skincare and aesthetic care that you do. And the thing that I also just want to say, just as a woman and a mother of three with multiple, I mean, the things we do is like a pretty massive business. They have multiple locations,
again, she's always educating herself. You heard the way she trains her employees. Like, I just admire her as like a woman out here killing it in business and creating like a beauty philosophy. She's someone that I'm excited to invite back onto the podcast, answer any questions we as the Naked Beauty community have. I'm happy you came with me for my first PRFM experience. This is also something that you can get injected into your hairline if you feel like your edges are thinning. You can get your own blood injected into laugh lines. I mean, this I think is really interesting new technology, and I'm excited about it. I'll give you an update in 8 weeks, and we'll see where we are. And I would love to hear from you all on this episode. Like, please DM me. Please reach out. For my listeners in their 30s, is this something that you're thinking about? Or do you think we all collectively as a society need to get over this idea of anti-aging and just use moisturizer and sunscreen and like leave all of this other stuff behind? Because I also understand that as well. Or for my girlies that are like, I will never miss a Botox appointment. That is like locked into my calendar because I don't want to have wrinkles if I don't have to have them. I also welcome that perspective. I love that we can all choose our own adventure and do what we want with our own faces. That is what body autonomy is all about, and I am all for it. Thank you all so, so much for listening. And I also just want to acknowledge Naked Beauty this week hit number 5 on the Apple Podcast charts for fashion and beauty. Oh my God. I mean, I think about how much work goes into coming to talk to you all every single Monday, and not just work. Work and love and passion. BA, my producer, who is listening to this and editing this, she works so hard every single week. We've been working together for a little under a year, but just the perspective she brings to this conversation, so I am so grateful to her. I think about Elijah, who does the show notes and helps me with research questions every single week. My project manager, Salam, Bridget, who's just killing it on Naked Beauty Planet Social. We're also on YouTube. Like, please subscribe to us on YouTube, Naked Beauty Planet on YouTube. Alexa's killing it with all of the YouTube clips. I mean, there is a whole team that makes this happen. And as I saw the podcast charts and I saw we were above Vogue, shout out to the Vogue girls. I love your podcast. Love your podcast. But it's like you see Dear Media, you see iHeart, you see these big like entities that are fueling these shows. And to think about us reaching this level, doing it independently because we're putting out meaningful beauty conversations. We're building like true community. I feel so connected to the Naked Beauty listeners. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts and you're not subscribed, please subscribe. That is what kind of keeps us on the charts. Take the time to leave a review or rate the podcast. Again, I feel like I say this every single week, like I appreciate the support, but I've just been feeling it more than ever, how much I appreciate the support and how honored I feel, honored is the right word, to have the support that I do and the platform that I do to share these stories. Naked Beauty is really not about me. It's about how I can provide a platform for more meaningful beauty conversations and just using beauty as a lens in which to understand ourselves and society and culture around us. So thank you. Let me just tell you all the episodes that I have coming up. Incredible. Erica Chidi. I feel like I've been teasing having Erica Chidi on the podcast for weeks now, but I'm just so excited about our conversation. We may need to make it a two-parter. I'm so excited for the Tariq Ali conversation to come out. I'm also talking to Kendra Bracken Ferguson about VC funding for beauty brands. I mean, we have some really, really good episodes coming up. I love that you all loved the Alicia Keys conversation as much as I loved it. What an icon she is. Very excited for Naked Beauty 2024. Thank you all so much for your support. Today's episode was produced and edited by B.A. Kasanga. I'll be back next week with a new episode. Take good care of yourselves.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.